It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención. Class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more. That's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause some churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit. Yeah, that means you take a loss if you stray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it say what it say. Gathering el tiempo. Entra para el templo. Aprende del maestro con talento. La Biblia es el centro. Usando a Israel como instrumento. No te pierdas en doctrina como viento. Estudia y ora y aplica. Tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita. Escritura dinamita. Morenos y hispanos y israelitas. Oye cómo explica Israel unido en Cristo para la vida. Nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour. Learn your family history, don't be a coward. Yeah, tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Your history is the power hour. The learning hour.
Hey, shalom, shalom. Happy power hour. We back again.
Yeah.
Shalom, Israel.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Officer Ezekiel here. We got
who?
Officer Zerah.
Officer Ruvain.
Soldier Eric.
Oh, praise. We got a heavy class for y'all, or a radio show. What are we going to pick in? Sisters? No, not that one.
What do you bring to the table?
Yeah. Other than the box?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. What do you bring to the table other than the box? And the box, you going to know what the box means if you don't know what the box means.
Claw hammers.
Because we got a lot of brothers that guess what? What is the scripture about kings have fell? You mean for women? We have a spirit where guess what? The box comes in and we lose everything out of our minds. So we here to talk about the woman, but at the same time we're gonna throw a little jazz at the men too, because the men has to be there. We talk about the men. These are men that are keeping commandments and righteous and what you're looking for. You know what I mean? Because you ain't gonna last so long in marriage, right? Go ahead.
This is the book of 1 Ezra, chapter 4, verse 26.
Bring it up.
Yea, many there be that have run out of their wits for women and become servants for their sakes.
Yep. So you're gonna be a simp. That's a you're gonna be a simp.
Claw hammer.
You know what I mean? You running off the box. So we got to get our mindset. Like every class that we have at IUIC, every radio show, everything we have, our main goal is to keep the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
That's right.
And you can't have a mindset like, I'm gonna try to make it roll dice or whatever. Put that the stand-up comedian with the Issachar brother. Put that one up, because this is the mindset that a lot of y'all have, and this is just general, and every general people have this mindset of trying to get the kingdom of heaven. And I just want to bring this point right before, because everything that we do here is to get the kingdom of heaven. Go ahead. Play when you're ready. That's the mindset with a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no actual key to getting the kingdom of heaven. You just got to do your best of what religion you're in, and you're going to make it in. No, that is not. That is not. So we are here to do that, to change that mindset. So what we're going to talk about today, we're talking about the woman. We're going to talk to women.
Cloud have mercy.
So, because I got this from the idea from this comedian. He kind of, he real rough with it. But not this comedian, but another one. Put the other one, the brother, the big brother. Yeah, this right here. He old school, so you know he raw with it.
It's vulgar language.
Vulgar language.
Yeah.
But he real.
Advice.
You know what I mean? Be ready to stop it when I tell you to stop it. Go ahead. Bruce. Listen to the audio. Listen to the audience, what they give the response to women, right?
Patrice O'Neill.
That's who that is.
Hey, you hear the laughs. You hear the laughs. They know. They know they have nothing else to offer.
Silence.
Go ahead, though.
That was pretty loud.
Damn. What did he say? He said, y'all supposed to treat you special, but you classify. Meaning, guess what? You women have to build yourself. And guess what? I'm talking about the sister that's coming in, the truth. I'm talking about the sister still here. You got to build yourself up. Because a lot of times, sisters and brothers, they get married coming in the door. Because
right.
I'm telling you got to get married. Either y'all going to separate because you ain't got no papers.
Right.
Get married. You know what I mean? And you come in with like blank, but you got to come with that spirit of humbleness. And guess what? Like the child, as scripture says in Matthew 13:18-3,
mm-hmm.
guess what? You become a child, learning all these things, be building yourself, putting value in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So those things we're putting ourselves up. So, but guess what? You really have to think about that.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? You can't just be coming in here with pretty face, because guess what? That pretty face and that
fades away.
That body, mm-hmm. guess what? It doesn't get fine like wine.
Right.
Man.
It don't. With time.
Only the spirit.
It depreciates.
Only the spirit if you in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So let's get that article. Let's get that article, because we're going to see today.
Bring it out.
Go ahead.
Hey, you want the other video first?
Which one?
Where he says, what did they have to offer? Like the need. Remember with the beard. The dude with the beard.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, get the one with the beard first. Not that one.
The big beard. Yeah, we're going to get on to the buzz a little bit right here.
That one
back. Right there. This one right here. So go ahead. Because y'all women have to have the mindset of, guess what? We get on the brothers too. But
right.
We're talking about righteous brothers that want to marry these sisters, what you're bringing to the table. Go ahead.
Damn.
So this brother is telling you, guess what? You men got to get right.
Step your game up.
To look for these women that are building themselves up in the scriptures, you got to look. You ain't going to walk into one of our congregations, IUIC, and expect just to get a woman. You got to build yourself up too.
Right? Yeah.
Because we got quality women that are being built themselves for years here and whatever. And they, so, hey, I'm ready to you know, because they come out of a world, you know, broken.
Right.
And you got to, guess what? You got to build yourself up. So we had to get a table, brother.
Get a table.
Anyway, get your own place. Get provide for yourself.
Hey, before get the other video. I think it's on YouTube. No.
About what?
This one.
Cause, okay.
It was going with that first one that you had, that first video that you had brought out, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If you could play this, make sure you unmute it. So a woman must bring value, right? So a lot of times, you know, when we look at women, right, you know, if we have a woman, sometimes they're there, but we never actually, like, examine them and what they're doing for us day by day, right? It's supposed to be a pillar of rest, things like that, but what are they actually doing? You know what I mean? So go ahead and play this real quick. So that it goes basically what that comedian was saying, right? What do they have to offer outside of just a hole, right? They have nothing else to offer. And so we're going to get into that with the article. Like,
Rewind it because you brought us a good point. Rewind it right about there. Right to that. That's that point I want right here. Go ahead, hit it again. Right. Make more peace people around you.
Right.
Meaning, guess what? It's a lot, but it's a little.
Mm-hmm. Meaning, the subtle things.
Saying we're going to go into the scriptures and see what these peaceful things are going to influence her with the scriptures and guess what? Pour into you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what's crazy about that? A lot of times, us as men, right, we don't want a lot of things out of our woman, right? We will maybe want the house clean, maybe mm-hmm. a few little other things right there, right? It's not much we're asking, right?
Right.
Sometimes we might want a certain root beer, you know.
Yeah, you might want a certain root beer. That's true.
Damn.
I'd be
Why you
got to
bring the root beer?
Oh, my God.
Hey, there's certain things that
Claw
we
him
those
want.
Those who know, those who know. All right,
Claw
go ahead.
Him mercy.
Hey, no, there's certain know. Things that we want, but majority of the thing we want is we want peace, right? A lot of times, sisters can't even do that, right? Yep. Peace is also including, like, those certain things that we want. That's bring us peace, right? Though, like, the house clean. We don't want a dirty house. You know, that brings...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mentally, that's going to end up messing with us in our head. And it affects a lot of people when you have your house dirty and all that. It lets you know that your life is not straight to have things put together, right? So that's what we want peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and you want the article, right?
Yeah, get the article. Give me the scripture. Proverbs, better is a household with herbs, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Just a little bit more.
I don't. Let me see.
No? You know what's wrong? Better the household. Let me try.
Cloud have mercy.
All right. Go ahead and...
Go ahead and start reading, Eric.
Oh.
What can a lady provide to a man in a relationship?
Yeah, 15, 17. My man, let's get there right quick.
It's the book of Proverbs, chapter 15 and verse 17. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith.
Oof. So
damn.
That's that hatred in the house.
Mm-hmm.
When you got that hatred, you got that argument, you come home from work and there's argument or there's strife or there's just something going on, you know what I mean? That right there is you rather have just you know, a salad and love than to have like, you know, a brisket.
Right.
And his hatred.
You know, it's also showing, too, that it's the simple things.
Yeah.
It's simple things. To pluck herbs out the garden. It's a little bit more work to slay an ox and prepare it for a meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So, you want that peace and quiet. Go ahead. Let's do the article.
Okay. What can a lady provide to a man in a relationship?
Hey, click off the email right there. Exit. Thank you. Go ahead.
What does a woman have to offer a man? What can a lady provide to a man in a relationship? Relationships based on the Oxford Dictionary is how two or extra individuals are issued and linked. That doesn't sound right. It could possibly be an enterprise relationship, intimacy, household, and even friendship. In all kinds of relationships, there's at all times, a state of connection that results in a kind of relationship. What can a lady provide to a man in a relationship?
Come on, scroll.
What can a woman offer a man in a relationship? It is vital to know that in a relationship, there are advantages that every get-together enjoys. Nonetheless, the query says what a girl can provide a person in a relationship and embody the next.
No, I got something that we stop right there. Because we got to look at these articles. These are articles that are put out for the world. What does it say in that? Read that again, that last part.
The query says what a girl can provide a person in a relationship.
That part right there.
Mm-hmm.
It says girl.
Right.
We looking for women.
Women.
That's right.
That part. We looking for women. So that right there should trigger you when you read the scriptures as a man. And it's talking about women. They don't mention no girl.
Right.
You ain't marrying no little girl.
Right.
You marrying a woman.
That's
and
right.
She marrying a man.
That's right.
That's why, guess what? Those children that are having kids that are wedlock, they 16, 14 years old having kids because they want to stick their, you know what, in the hole already so
mm-hmm.
early
mm-hmm.
and have kids. That ain't the spirit. So guess what? That right there tells you, guess what? There's a preparation for that woman. At that time, go ahead.
Companionship.
Yep.
The truth that you may have somebody to play with and speak with. guidelines out the area of loneliness. When you may share your feelings like care, emotions, and even anger, sooner or later, it may be a blessing and even reduces the hazards of being alone and harboring dangerous ideas.
So that can find membership. A lot of times men, you know, I don't know, me, I'm more of a person that, guess what, if you quality time, being around, you there, I'm watching TV, you watching TV, or I'm doing something, and you there, that's what I like.
Right.
You don't, sometimes we don't have to be talking all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't like that. When a comedian said that, we want you in the facility, in the area.
Right.
That's most men.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
real
most
talk,
men.
Explain to everybody.
You know
or 90%
yeah.
of them. And they don't understand that if we're not talking to you, they think it's you're not spending quality time with me and all that, but we are spending time.
I can see you.
Yeah.
You're right there.
Yeah.
Right here.
I don't got to be talking to you just to see that, hey, I had a great time. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. All
right.
Go ahead.
Nurturing. Girls are most valuable in nurturing as they have a way of safety and constructing. They will multitask, which makes them in a position to handle a house. So if you need to protect what you may have, hand it over to a girl, and you'll be shocked at how they'll maintain issues going effectively.
See, again, this article, they're using that girl.
This sounds like ChatGPT. I'm just going to put it out there. Anyway.
They will endure ache to the extent of tolerating. They do not miss out on any routine. Ladies are like a life-supporting system. Preservation is a key function wired into a girl's mind field. Try not to speak extra about their potential to care for youngsters. Most males have a tendency to like a girl extra, particularly after they can get relaxed from hectic days by being by their spouse. There's no
peace
punctuation in this.
This was written either by somebody from India or ChatGPT. Africa.
Oh, it was Africa?
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
It's hella weird, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, basically, a man wants to be nurtured, and a man wants peace in the house when he come home.
Right.
Loyalty is one high quality that's exhausting to seek out, and if a girl is loyal to a person that man might be pushed to realize extra due to the worth of loyalty. What can a lady supply a man in a relationship?
They were trying to get a high search ranking in Google. That's why they keep repeating the words like that.
Right.
And phrases.
I mean, there ain't no commas.
Nah.
So you don't even know how to read it. But anyway.
Nah.
Assist. Run-on sentences. That is one other factor that a girl can provide a person. The help can both be emotional, bodily, and even monetary. The help of a girl could make a person adore the lady.
That's being a pillar of rest.
Mm-hmm.
A girl naturally has this trait in him.
Hey,
them.
Give me the scripture real quick. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 11, 8. Should have read this earlier, but better late than never, right?
This is the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 8.
So a lot of times sisters be like, why are they always getting on a woman, right? All the time, I know they always feel it. I know they always feel that pressure, right? The men always get on a woman, but it is what it is. But go ahead.
This is the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 8.
Because they have not learned this. Go ahead.
For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man.
Of course, men are born through this world through a woman's body, but it goes back to what the woman is of the man. You were taken of the rib of Adam, right?
That's right.
That's what it's referring to.
And then the seed of the man had,
right?
You know.
Go ahead.
Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man.
This is New Testament. Boom, boom, boom.
No bombs.
Right? This is New Testament. Okay. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man.
That's right.
So the woman was made to support and be a pillar of rest to the man. So that's why we are having these classes, so these the woman can go back to what their natural trait, what they're actually supposed to be doing in serving the man. Because a lot of women in this world, modern women, they have it twisted thinking that they know what a man thinks, right?
Right.
What they don't think, right? It goes back to that last week video of do they men like BBLs.
Right.
It goes back to the same thing. They have no idea what we want. But when we try to explain it, it goes right over their head, and they put all their emotions right into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's also crazy, like, because we're so simple. You know, like a man, we could have a TV, a couch, and that's it.
But
and,
we got to get a table, though. We
gotta get a table.
We got to get a table.
But we're content with that. It's women who want to come in and decorate and put up, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we real simple, bro.
Minimalist.
And guess what?
This time you let the wife, do that because
right.
It's her pride too. When you when a family, when you invite somebody over your house and you walk in and they see everything, if your house is like nice and ordered, the detail and everything, they guess who gets the credit? She gets the credit.
Yeah,
I'm taking care of the house or whatever. Of course, they come out your pocket.
Right. Yeah, that part.
Especially in the Instacar.
Yeah,
in the Instacar. Familia.
You know, it can come out your pocket, but it's just that. Hey, you know what? The house is clean and everything. You know what I mean? So, and I know my house. We like to have the house. I like to have the house clean before the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Sabbath, just quiet peace. We ain't moving around. We ain't walking around. Sometimes she try to do something. I'm like, hey, cut that off. Can we just leave it the way it is? If it's dirty right now, leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Sabbath. Just chill,
Also, too, what Officer Zara was saying, can I get 2 Ezra 14, verse 13? There's a reason why I deal so much with the sisters. Now, in order to build a nation, everybody has to do their part and be in order. But watch this. 14, verse 13. Come on.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 14, verse 13. Now, therefore, set thy house in order and reprove thy people.
See, the first thing that y'all are missing, sisters, is brothers are getting themselves in order first. We're getting our minds right according to the scriptures. We're learning not to be so emotional. We're learning emotional intelligence, how to deal with stressful situations. After we start getting ourselves cleaned up, guess what? Now it's time to reprove you and get you cleaned up.
Right.
Because as a man starts to come to his full malachhood and realize who he is, he starts to see outside of the matrix now. And a lot of times it'll be the sister that's right there with him that's blocking him the most from viewing what's on the outside.
Mm.
So you gotta be in order.
Yep. Everything we coming out of in the world, even if you were raised, especially if you were raised in Christianity, because your mind has been brainwashed.
Right.
You know what I mean? You've been brainwashed to think a certain way in Christianity, and that's an emotional fairy tale.
Right.
I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
So you got to come in and literally understand how to peel off the old man little by little, and the old woman.
That's right.
That's what you got to do. You know what I mean? You had something?
No. I did have a thought, though. You know how what you were saying, that it's years of brainwashing, right?
Yep.
And then brothers want to prove a sister that's probably been in the truth for maybe a year. So you got to think, a lot of sisters that haven't got rid of their old man in 1 year. So a lot of, they need to be careful.
Sometimes it takes longer than that.
Yep.
Right.
It takes a long time. Give me Proverbs 31 right quick.
Mm-hmm.
10. It says something about the woman here, and it's the woman. So that's why I want to clarify about the woman. It was talking about girls here. Maybe they're going for something else, but we're talking about women here.
Right.
You know, we ain't marrying no little girls,
That's right.
And a lot of times, guess what? We do have 30-year-old boys and 30-year-old girls. The mindset.
Right.
You physically and, called the man, but you do things that are boy tendency and woman tendency, a girl tendency. Go ahead.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 31 and verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
A lot of times, guess what? You got to give her time to be built up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give her the time to talk. Guess what? Because if you married her, you're going to have to be building her up.
Right.
And guess what? You're going to have to be doing a lot of things, a lot of correction, a lot of things, and we have a lot of heartaches. So that's the thing. That's why you women, if you got a lot of history, guess what? You get a lot of correction. Guess what? You got to take that correction. You got to roll with the punches because I got a lot of changing to do.
When you say history, can you be more specific?
You've been through other relationships, Phil. You've been through a lot of what did you call it? The numbers.
Right.
Body count.
Your body count on
that hot dog machine.
With uncased.
Right. Uncased.
Yeah, uncased.
So when you have all that history behind you, guess what? The reset button is a lot. Give me that video right quick. The one I sent, the last one about, it's the YouTube.
The devil.
What do you bring? to the table. Oh, no, that one's it. That was the sister right there.
The Kevin Samuel?
Yeah, Kevin Samuel.
It was the last one.
Kevin Samuel because he says something. It's funny. But then guess what? You got to look at it.
Kevin Samuels. It's Facebook.
Kevin,
it's not YouTube.
No, man. It's Kevin Samuels.
It's the next one. You just clicked on it.
Kevin Samuels. Come on.
Right there. So look what he says to the sister because she's got two kids.
She's 37.
She's 37 to two kids. Yeah, she's almost 40 years old. She's 40, literally.
Danger zone.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Damn.
That's good. So that's true too. That's true. Because guess what? Ain't no man trying to pick her up with two kids. No. That's a liability.
It ain't just that. It's you get with a sister. She got kids from. Okay, she got three baby daddies.
Damn.
Every last one. It's like you low key got to go through every last one of those men just to discipline them children under one house that you feeding, you putting in school, you making sure that they develop and everything. And she won't even give you the reins to discipline them kids in your own house.
Yep.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Yep. Go. Give me John 3:3.
Yes, sir.
Because what he said, yeah, you got to be reincarnated. You got to come. You got to literally die and come back.
New creature.
To you know what I mean? Yeah. But this is what we're talking about right here. Go ahead.
This is the book of John, chapter 3 and verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Meaning you got to be born again. So guess what? To be reincarnated, that ain't going to happen. But you got to be born again. Come in here, get right, get yourself right,
yeah,
and get in the spirit. You know what I mean? Lord's will. There's another brother out there. Guess what? He getting himself right. Maybe he got a kid or two. And guess what? Y'all get together, there's a Brady Bunch. You feel me?
But some brothers are team no stepdad.
And sometimes team stepdad, right? You know, step, and some brothers guess what? Hey, you know what? I'm dealing with it, and they know the trouble they get into.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So that right there. So I can't. What you have? What you laughing at?
Give me, I was laughing at you. Then the videos is coming.
Give
up,
me the video. Give me the video. Play that one. It's a little harder.
I think it was the last one on Facebook.
Here's a story.
No, that one.
We played that one.
No, the one before that one.
We played that one.
No, go back. Go left.
If we played it already, you can
left. That one, yep. No, man. The tap, yeah.
Oh,
click
God.
The tap. Yeah,
that one. This is a little hard, but this is what
the
brother start, right? Is that, go ahead.
Make sure you unmute it, man.
Go ahead.
Damn.
Hey, wait a minute.
Come on, Mike. Yo, he had them in there with fur on him. They were like, oh, God.
He said, because you're
come on, Mike, bring it.
Devil.
Damn.
Come on, Mike. Bro,
keep pushing the button. Come on.
Push the button.
Come on.
He said, we the romantic here. Yeah.
Damn. And he was looking at each one of them in the eye, too, like, you a bum.
Hey, come on, Mike. He's straight up.
He right, though.
This is why. Give me Titus 2 and 3. Because, of course, when men get their stuff together, get a little money, get a house and everything, they're looking for a younger woman.
Right.
Right?
PYT.
They're looking for a younger woman. You know what I mean? Hey, you know what? She don't really know that much, but guess what? I'm going to teach you what she's going to teach, right? Go ahead and read that.
This is the book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 3.
Freedom.
The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers.
You 2:3? You're at 2:3?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober.
That's the point right there. When you are men and get stuff together and you're ready to get married, Lord's will. I was just talking to a brother, but guess what? He put himself out there. He almost 30. He been in the truth for a minute, single, he a virgin. And he put us out there, and I looked, hey, what sister they send you? Hey, sister, okay. And I was looking at this sister was, she'd been in the truth about 8 years, but she was born with her parents in the truth.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, is she a virgin? And I said, wow, that's a sister that's being built up to be a woman ready to be married.
Right.
She's coming some to the table.
Right.
You feel me? So all these things. One thing she said, too, that kind of got me, she said, I want an officer. She wants to marry an officer.
Mm.
If I marry a soldier, his parents have to be in the truth. So already her mindset knows, understand the quality of a man at that high rank with what's behind it.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even think it was the rank part. I think it was more like if that brother's been promoted to an officer, he has to have some level of understanding of the scriptures.
Right. Yeah, because you got to teach him because, you know, she's been here for a while. So those things, I look at that, that's a quality. So that's why I tell you these brothers, be patient. You know, your time's going to come. The Lord is going to provide, you know, the sister, you know what I mean? So be patient, you know, in this tough times. And if little brothers got married and it is what it is, hey, work what you got. And guess what? Build it up in the scriptures, you know, build yourself up. And guess what? It's going to be all right. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, we don't want no gold digging skanks.
Yeah, nah, that's right.
Skanks up in here.
Hell no.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is, man.
We Burger King workers up in here.
Yeah, we Burger King.
Cool down.
We got the crowns. We kings.
That's right. So we're going to finish that out.
Yeah, go ahead.
That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
So this is generations of building up. So that's why we've lost so much from the damage that we went through into slavery.
Mm-hmm.
We've been destroyed as a nation. But guess what? We're back into the knowledge. We're back into the understanding.
That's right.
We have the help. We have the counsel now. Now there's schools around the world that we can go to and be learned. And I'm not talking about Christianity. I'm talking about the real heritage of the Israelites.
That's
keeping
right.
These commandments. So these sisters, they got a place to go. That's why we see congregations that we were talking about earlier. The congregations, women, full of women. And guess what? Mostly, I'm going to say like more than half of them, they single.
Yeah, more than half.
You know?
Because they're the ones that's 80-90% initiating a divorce in the first place.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So they you singled yourself.
Yeah, you singled yourself. Yeah,
And
we the romantic gen.
Yeah,
right.
You singled yourself. You know?
Gold digging skanks.
Yeah.
Damn.
And guess what? We ain't talking all bad about the women because there's some men that they had to get divorced.
No, we're going back on the woman, dog.
But I ain't defending them.
Lord have mercy.
I ain't defending them because you know what? Like the bishop always says, 99.9% of women, they wicked.
This is true. I mean, the scriptures say that. The scriptures say that.
Not one.
Right.
Not one. So, there's that.
I like the way the bishop says it because you know what? You going to fight to be that one.
So sisters need to learn from older sisters how to love their husbands, right? Can we get Proverbs 15:1?
Okay. And hopefully them older sisters know how to
right.
do what the man says.
Right.
And actually talk to the man and see what he wants.
Because here's a big thing. Okay, the scriptures tell you it's going to be trouble in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are going to have some times where y'all disagree. But how do you go about the disagreement?
Yep.
Are you going to disrespect him? Are you going to use sign language? What's that? Shame, insult, guilt, and the need to be right? Or are you going to stay in your femininity to calm the spirit of your husband when he's enraged? Go ahead.
It's the book of Proverbs, chapter 15 and verse 1. A soft answer turneth away wrath.
Sisters, y'all were made to be soft. Stay in that softness when you're dealing with your husband. You get into a disagreement. Okay, that's fine. But look, if your husband is hot about something, and you know how to deal with him in your femininity, you know what's going to happen? One of two things. He's going to realize he's looking like an idiot because he's just yelling and you just staying in your role. Or he's going to come back to you later also and be like, you know what? I apologize. I was out the spirit.
Uh-huh. That's how you gain your hug. Yo,
I thought it was a thing.
That's how you can gain your husband and continue in that femininity that you're building.
Yep. Go ahead. You done?
Was that it?
Grievous words stir up anger.
You see that? But if you trying to go tit for tat, if you trying to measure rods to see who can outdo who, sis, you go always lose because the men are the gateway to relationships.
Yep.
So he could get to the point to where he's like, man, to hell with her. I can't do nothing else with her.
Mm-hmm.
But, brother, that's your fault if you can't do nothing with her because you're supposed to be building her up.
Yep. You're supposed to. That's our job right there.
Right.
What are videos we got right there? You had something?
No, the videos. See the videos.
Okay, that one. That's his.
We seen this one?
Go ahead. That one. This one right here.
Mm-hmm.
So to give you more of an understanding of what how weak we are or how weak the women are is, we're going to do that. And then I got a scripture for that too. Go ahead.
Right.
See that?
Damn.
He made it plain because when you get with the history, mm-hmm. you're going to have to reprogram her, and it's a lot more work. Guess what? When you get a younger, you know what I mean? She, and Lord's will, she ain't got, you know, high numbers.
Right.
Body
she
count.
Got,
six kids with seven baby daddies.
10.42 miles worth of wieners.
Wow. I know. It's a car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know. It's a car known to have kids. You know, she got two kids before she's 18.
Really?
Damn. Damn. What's up?
Damn, she graduating with two kids on
yeah.
the
day. He ain't playing.
Damn.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you really got to understand that she got it. That sister got it. We like blank canvases.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got to put our, hey, I like this. This is what it is. You guess what? What is the scripture? We read it right. We are made for Christ, and they are made for us.
Right. That part right there.
So give me Peter's, First Peter 3:7.
The book of First Peter, chapter 3 and verse 7.
Freedom!
Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel.
So, go ahead.
As being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered.
So, in other words, the woman, they call her weak.
Mm-hmm.
They, guess what? That's not a bad thing. That's just the way God made it.
Right.
You mean? So guess what? We're the strong ones. We're the ones with the head that have the head knowledge, be the leadership. You know, we had the leadership mindset,
mm-hmm.
guiding the household.
Critical thinkers.
Yeah.
Problem solvers. Yep.
You know what I mean? And I always tell this to my wife. I say, you know what? I need you to answer your, when I ask you something directly.
Right.
She'll go a different way. She thinking, she's trying to solve a problem, or she think this is more important. Like, mm-hmm. I ask you a yes or no question.
Mm-hmm.
I ask you a question. I'm thinking what my next step is, what we need to be doing. So guess what? I need that information before I can do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and she get upset sometimes. I said, no. Give me the answer, because I'm not thinking of how nice this looked or that. I'm looking at what we need to do,
right.
how much time we got, and what we need to do.
Get accomplished.
Mm-hmm. You know?
With this weaker vessel part right here, don't try to use woman. This is to the woman. Don't try to use this to think that you're only able to do so much. Like you're like lazy, or you can't handle certain things around the house. Like
yeah.
it's too much, right? This is talking about you emotionally, right? Because if you think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
When women have their menstrual, right? They say like the pain with that is like
mm-hmm.
kind of like giving birth, right? And sometimes that pain is very extreme to where
us men, if we had felt that, it would, some, you know, a lot of people aren't able to bear that, right? That, mm-hmm. that pain. So a lot of women, they can do a lot. It's just that you're limiting yourself. And a lot of, don't try to use this. I just wanted to say this. Just don't use that weaker vessel part to think that you can't do anything, because you're supposed to be serving the man. And a lot of times,
that's right.
We don't ask a lot from the woman, right? I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, all praises. And that's correctly. You can go back to Proverbs 31.
Yeah,
I'm showing a little bit on there. So do it. Do 10 again, and then let's read on there. Because there is a work for you to be done, sister. There's sisters here, and there's a lot of work. That's always, it drives us crazy when we sister want to leave an office.
Yeah, bring it out.
I'm telling you, when y'all sisters want to leave an office, I was like, yo, and especially if you're doing the work and whatever, yo, you could,
or if they're single, no kids.
What do you bring into the table?
No
right.
job.
You know what I mean?
They work part-time.
Work part-time or whatever. No.
Don't even work full-time.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's so too much for me.
Yeah, too much. Too hard. Whatever.
Damn. My schedule. I can't
come
do it.
Come on.
I can't deal with Ravine. He's too mean.
Damn, God damn it.
Yeah.
Hey, Ravine.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
He's very hard to sleep. That's it.
Yeah.
I just figured Ravine could be here. But a lot of times, men guess what? They didn't wreck. They did a little rude sometimes. But they guess what? We need to get results, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 31 and verse 10.
Read it out.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil.
Mm. So, yeah, that trust is a very important trust. You know, you in a relationship. And you have a partner. You're a partner in crime. Things get done. You know you...
Partner in righteousness.
Yes. Partner in righteousness. My bad.
No, you're good. You're good. Well, I get what you mean.
It is crime because we're in a war, a spiritual war.
That's
against,
right.
Against the enemy.
Flip it.
Right?
Stop it.
we criminals to Esau.
Okay. We are.
We're criminals to
Esau.
No, I'm serious. The Bible says weapons are our warfare.
Uh-huh.
So everything we're doing, guess what? It's a worldly crime because we
can work
it
out. That's true.
Clean
that's
it up. Against his will. We're against everything.
I'm going to help you clean it.
But I know what you mean, though. It's righteous to us, but it's a criminal to them.
I got a question for you.
Take much soap.
Read verse 11 again.
Verse 11. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her.
Uh-huh.
So that he shall have no need of spoil.
No need of spoil means that the brother is looking elsewhere outside of his
yep.
marriage. So my question is, sisters, what are you doing to make sure that your husband trusts in you? Are you making sure you give him chaste conversation?
All right.
Are you giving him affirmations? Are you providing a safe place when he comes home from the plantation? Oh, wait a minute.
Daily affirmation.
Wait a minute.
Hey, come on. Give me some move. Come on, Mike.
Damn.
Let's go, Mike.
There we go. Bring it on.
Are you making sure that your husband, like, even when he comes home, are you dressed up in his nice little outfit?
Come on, Mike.
You got food on the table.
Come on, Mike.
You got his slippers ready. You got his bath water drawn.
Bring it on.
You got the sponge in hand. What's happening? What you doing to make sure that your husband can say, I safely trust in my wife? You want a happy life? It's like this. It's not happy wife, happy life. It's happy king, happy everything.
That's right.
Attaboy.
Let him know.
Hey, did you see how he had scooted back a little bit?
Yeah, that's what that said. Yeah. Like, hey, happy king. Hey, and guess what? A man doesn't fall or doesn't cheat at the drop of a dime. It's something being built up. So a man thinks about these things.
Mm-hmm.
He sees sisters, he's out there. But what he does is say, you know what? I got it better at the house.
Right.
I ain't even, you know what I mean?
Not even on the radar.
I got a little problem, a little situation here, but it ain't nothing we can't fix. We can't
mm-hmm.
go forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm going to stay loyal. I'm going to do what I got to do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so that,
I'm going to get in my own bed.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But if guess what? If he's that brother that guess what? Gosh, I don't even want to go home.
Sitting in the driveway for an hour.
Drinking a 40. He in the bar with his buddies making excuses. Oh, I got to work late. No, I'm over here drinking. You know what? I can't deal with it.
Damn.
If he in that spirit, he gonna, you know what, the opportunity comes. He been thinking about it
every time.
You know what I mean?
Hey, some brothers work a 9 to 5.
Yeah.
But they don't get home till 11 o'clock, and they out the door by 5 a.m.
Shoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Spend no time at home.
No, none.
I seen some brothers where they happy when they guess what, the woman works in the night or he works in the day,
mm-hmm.
and they don't see each other. It's
mm-hmm.
like a,
mm-hmm. they roommates.
Pass each other
give
and
the kids. And
yeah,
go,
they roommates.
Like, nah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, they ain't no good. They ain't no good. What else we got? What videos we got? I don't want to go over the time, but oh, we got. I want go through the videos right quick.
What was that sister talking about on YouTube?
What you have in here?
It's 38 seconds.
Just play it from the beginning.
Yeah, let's play that one. Kind of preparing this. It's a good one.
Four ways women lose good man.
Yeah.
He doing a
So this is some points right there.
Valid points.
Yeah, straight up.
So give me that width of the video. Right there. Not that one. The other one.
The fresh and fit one.
Yeah, fresh and fit. I think that was a good one. Go ahead, paste that one.
If you notice the sister sitting next to her, the darker skinned sister, she was like, boy, ain't no way, boy. She was like,
let me see. Yeah,
go back to the beginning real quick, and we go get a frame on her. Come on, just play it.
What? Right there.
With the green.
Yeah, look at her.
They see her,
she's like, is she for real?
Right.
I ain't doing that.
No, it's always our sisters.
Damn.
It's always our sisters.
Yeah. Children of Israel.
Yeah, that's what it is. So we come to a time already. Hey, sisters, there's a lot of classes out there, how to prepare yourself, how to get yourself right. You should be watching the classes all the time, especially talking about you, because we're here to get right. We're here to correct ourselves. Sisters, you know, we got some good sisters here in IUIC that are building themselves up. They're ready to get married. And there's some sisters, guess what? Y'all still need a lot of work. Know yourself. Examine yourself, as the scripture says, and get yourself right. With that, we say shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Happy Sabbath, Israel.
Yeah.